Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I was thinking about it last night because I could watch the national feed, as could everyone. I cannot, and I couldn't even watch the local feed on game one because DirecTV had that glitch, and so I couldn't get to it until maybe the end of the first period. But I will watch Goldie and Moeller all day, any day. I think Goldie is so good at what he does. All right, enough kissing his ass. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Here is the aforementioned Steve Goldstein, who was on the call last night for Bally Sports. That was a great call. You just get caught up in the moment, right?
Yeah, you know, we love busting chops always. You guys are the best, but I do really appreciate the kind words. Yeah, you know, I say what comes to my mind, and it's incredible that Ryan Lomberg's the guy, and it happens a lot in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, the hero is a guy like that, and it was just stunning. So that's what popped in my mind. Like, come on, you got to be kidding me. This game ends with Ryan Lomberg, who hadn't had a shot on goal. He was the only Panther without a shot on goal, and he hadn't played for the last like 8 or 9 minutes of regulation and hadn't played yet in overtime. And that was a set play. Achari wins the faceoff. Everybody blow the zone, flip it out there, see what happens. And I mean, he blows by Victor Hedman, who's the best defenseman in the league, and then beats Vasilevsky, the best goalie in the league. You could not have made it up if you tried to.
What you told me earlier today, you and I were texting back and forth. What did you call that play again?
Oh, it's the punt and hunt, because the defenseman is basically like a punter in football. So you just, you know, you flip the puck as high and far as you can, and you let your forwards just speed after it. So you punt it, and then the forwards try to hunt it down. And if it works, well, you know what happens if it works. It worked last night.
That's awesome. And Goldie, to that point, if you're punting and hunting, I've never heard this before in my life, but just thinking about this concept, you're punting and hunting. You're letting your hunter be a guy that hasn't shot on goal all game and now it's overtime? Yeah. Like, is that a testament to Coach Q? Because I would have put somebody in there that at least has shot the puck towards the net tonight.
You know, honestly, Crowder, I don't know if that play came from the bench. I think it's just them together. Like, Achari's probably telling Gudas, hey, I'm pulling this back. And you know, Vetrano and Lomberg are two of the speedier guys. You know, Lomberg, for all the fighting and all the things we love about him, the dude can skate. I mean, he can move. He gets tons of scoring chances because of his speed. So I'm thinking that's more them on the ice saying, okay, if Achari wins this faceoff, right back to Gudas, hey, guys, blow the zone, because Ratko's not wasting any time. He's just punting this puck. He's going to flip it high and far. And then, by the way, it doesn't just go to the guy to track it down. Vetrano's got to make that nifty little flip, that little tip over to Lomberg. So I'm thinking more it comes from those guys, because like I said, they hadn't had a shift in a while, especially Lomberg. So Lomberg, Vetrano, and Achari, that's not really a line for the Panthers. That was one that was put together during the game, and they finally got on the ice in overtime. And, you know, I mean, no one ever mistake those guys for geniuses, but they came up with a heck of a play.
So we had Ryan Lomberg on in the 2 o'clock hour, and I asked him, and I'll ask you, like I asked him, and I heard you ask him after the game last night, you know, what was the mood in the locker room between the second and third period? But then I asked him, you know, when you guys take the ice in the third period, because you've had plenty of comebacks this season, do you really think that you're going to be able to make up these goals against Vasilevsky. What was your head like after that second period? Because it's one of the worst periods of hockey I've ever watched.
Crap. That's what my head was like. You know, because even though I've seen them come back so many times, you know, first of all, it's the third time in NHL playoff history, and they've been playing for this cup for more than 120 years. Third time in history a team scored five goals in a period and lost the game. I mean, it just doesn't happen in hockey. It's the first time in Panther history, regular season or playoffs, they've allowed five in a period and won a game. So this isn't like giving up three goals or even four. I mean, five does not happen often. Now, we got to give credit, okay? No one talks about it because the result, you know, so many things happen in the game. Mason Marchment, okay, pissed off Andre Palat enough on a hit to make him take that penalty 40 seconds into the period. So when they got the power play goal with Hornquist, then I thought, okay, the Panthers have him back on their heels, one goal game. We've seen this a million times. But I didn't really think that at the intermission. At the intermission, I was saying, oh boy, this is going to be tough because you remember, you got to get six on Vasilevsky to win the game. And
which is insane.
This guy doesn't give up six goals, but somehow, obviously, they found a way. Incredible.
And Goldie, Tampa, no goals in the first, no goals in the third, no goals in overtime. What went wrong in the second? Because Hawk said it all day. That was the worst defensive side of hockey we've seen in a long time, giving up five goals. What went wrong in the second?
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing is, Crowder, you know, it wasn't like Tampa, you know, we see the Panthers sometimes, you know, get 20 shots in a period where they just dominate. And you can understand why they would get, you know, that many goals in a period. That wasn't the case. Like, Tampa only had 11 shots on goal in the period. They were just, a lot of them were high-quality shots. And, you know, Driedger didn't come up with the saves. You know, probably should have had two or three of them. So, you know, I think part of it is a product of the Panthers. You know, they like to get up and go the way they play. Some of it was that lightning power play. You know, again, the Panthers struggled until when they really needed it, you know, the power play kill in overtime. But they struggled to kill those two penalties, and Tampa cashed in. And, you know, they're a great team. They're the Stanley Cup champs for a reason. They've been, you know, knocking on the door. They're a contender every year for about a decade. And when they get their train going, you know, it's tough to stop. You need great goaltending in order to stop it. And for that 16-minute stretch, and it's probably the only time we could say this in 2 years, you know, Chris Driedger wasn't great. I mean, he was below average. So I think that's, you know, kind of the only explanation I can really give on it. Now, the big goal by Wennberg, remember this also. In between those five goals, the Panthers did get one. So, you know, very often five goals in a period, you're probably down by three or four. And they weren't. They were only down by two.
Man, and it can't be said enough, too, as much slander as Sergei Bobrovsky has received, that dude came in and closed the door in the third period. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're celebrating Ryan Lomberg and Frank Vetrano. Sergei Bobrovsky was special in that third period.
And right from the beginning, Hawk, he was very calm in his net. He was out challenging, and we've talked about this. You can kind of tell when Bob is on and when Bob isn't. And when he's not on, he's deeper in the net, scrambling around a little bit. Maybe there's some rebounds. And right from the get-go, he was out challenging the shooters, very in control. And I tell you what, I got a newfound respect for the guy because we all know what the contract is. And two straight playoff games not starting. You know, in pro sports, there are guys that would check out on their team and say, okay, you don't want me? Good. You guys go do it. And for that dude to prepare, and I was there at the morning skate yesterday. He was out there, you know, early like he always is, whether he's playing or not, going through his drills, working as if he was going to play the game last night. And to come in with the team down two, knowing psychologically that if he gives up a goal, they probably have no chance. Like, he had to close the door to give them a chance. I give Sergei Bobrovsky a ton of credit. The guy is a true pro.
And Goldie, to the goalie conversation. Should we just get used to in and out? If you know, like we say, Driedger had a tough, you know, tough second period. So now Bob came back and saved him. Bob had a tough one back and forth. Should we just expect that? Because we talk about goalies. Who's going to be in the net every time we speak to you?
You know, this is what we've really seen in the regular season for two straight years. You know, obviously Bob's the guy tomorrow. I think as long as he plays pretty well, I would think he plays game five also. That would be my opinion. You know, I don't think it's going to be one of those cases where if they lose a close, you know, 3-2 game that they may go back to Driedger again. You know, Joel Quenneville gave Chris Driedger clearly his shot. I mean, and in game two, he was very good. Gave him a chance to win the game. In game three, that wasn't the case. So you start two in a row and, you know, you don't get either win as the goaltender, you know, it's tough to get back in there. So, you know, I'm not going to say automatically it's Bob the rest of the series. I know a lot of people are thinking that today. I'm not 100% buying that, but I think Bob gets more of the benefit of the doubt now to stay in that after game four.
Steve Goldstein, you will watch him tomorrow on Bally Sports Florida Panthers. It's a 12:30 puck drop. What do you guys have, pregame at 12?
Yeah, we're on the air at noon, and then we'll be driving home, hopefully at 2 apiece.
So I was going to ask you, because this is the first road trip that you and Moeller were able to go on, just drove across, was it the Saugus? Well, no, how'd you get over to Tampa? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Alligator Alley up 75, yeah.
Yeah, Alligator Alley. So you were in the building, and you haven't been to any road games this season. How did it compare quickly here? How did it compare to the BB&T Center Sunday and Tuesday night? And how did that building feel in the second period when they lit the lamp for the fifth time?
Yeah, it was going pretty good, but I got to say, and I'm not trying to cause any controversy, I'm being objective. I'm not just playing the South Florida, you know, sports homer that does the games. Our house was rocking more than their house, I got to tell you. I mean, our place Sunday night for that game was absolutely nuts. Now, it wasn't quite as loud on Tuesday, I don't think, because the game was as good, except for when Coach Brian Flores started waving that towel. That place was shaking. So, you know, I mean, it was great in Tampa. It was great last night, you know, playoff crowd. But I got to tell you, that Sunday night at the BB&T Center, I haven't seen a crowd like that. Obviously, in 14 months, none of us have seen a crowd like that. But I'm talking before COVID, considering the place was only half full, the place was going nuts.
But granted, Tampa's been there before. I mean, this is true. Old hat to them. For us, this is, yep. I mean, we feel like we're on the cusp of something special with this team and this roster, and Tampa is just trying to get back to where they've been.
100% right. You know, they've played a million playoff games in that building, so not quite as big of a deal maybe to them. They were also up 2-0 in the series. Maybe some of the fans thought it was going to be a little bit easier. But how about this? The last three games in Tampa, in their building, they've lost to Sergei Bobrovsky. Because remember last year's playoffs when they won the cup, there were no home games because of COVID.
Right.
The last time they played in their building, Bobrovsky beat them twice with Columbus. So maybe if Bob can get one more, he'll put that for sale sign out there because he owns the place.
Let's make it four.
Hawk, you go to Tampa up 27. That's like 2 hours longer than. Have you ever heard of Alligator Alley?
I said the Sawgrass. I wasn't saying 27. 27.
Sawgrass.
I meant Alligator Alley. But but you take Sawgrass to get to Alligator Alley. That's how you get there from
our houses, right?
Goldie, don't we take the Sawgrass to get to Alligator Alley?
Yes, you could take the. Well, yes, if you're living if you're coming from. Yeah, North Broward or Palm Beach out west.
Absolutely.
Sawgrass down and into the alley. Yeah, but you don't take Sawgrass to Tampa. I mean.
No, correct. But you get on Alligator Alley via the Sawgrass. You had to have, Goldie. You live in Parkland, don't you?
I live down in Weston, so I'm like in East Naples. That's what we call it in Weston.
Oh, when did you move from Parkland?
Yeah.
Never.
I was never in Parkland.
Yeah,
I think you know
Goldie knows what it is. Davey Weston, Goldie. I got you, baby. Yeah. Best place in the world.
That's
Steve
it.
Goldstein.
That's
watch
how we
him
roll.
Tomorrow. Bally Sports Florida. Goldie and Moeller, the best. Absolutely love watching you guys. Have a good broadcast tomorrow, and excited to see game five at the BB&T Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Loving all the coverage, so thank you, guys, and hope the fans are enjoying this because I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of playoff series. This is off the charts. I mean, this playoff series is one of the great ones we're ever going to see.
No, if they're not enjoying it, then there's something wrong with them in the head. here you go. Steve Goldstein. Thanks, Goldie.
Okay, see you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.